He went five innings before the rains came last night. It was at 88 pitches, so wouldn't have gone probably much more, maybe another inning or so had the rains not hit. But the Royals take the loss 5-1 at the hands of the Tampa Bay Rays. Got the notification the game was starting. I was checking in on it. Did they not play like Boys at the Hall anymore either or anything? They were ripping card packs when I was checking in on it. I think Scott Barlow's episode was up when they were doing that. But then said they were going to resume at 11, and I was still awake. I'm like, oh, I'll give this a shot. Wife was very asleep. I'm like, I'll just put the game on and I'll fall asleep to the game at that point in time. So I throw it on at 11. And I caught Bobby Witt's home run, and I'm like, okay. So I was like, okay, does that give you the juice again? Like, all right, got a chance now. Tampa put up a run, and then Bobby hit a home run. It was 2-1, and then suddenly I nodded off, and I woke up, and it was 4-1, and it was like 11:35 or something. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not watching this. I don't know how long I made it. Probably like 7-8 minutes, probably before I fell asleep.
Yeah,
and then woke up, 25-30 minutes later. So I did not catch the end of it. You'd have to fill me in on what happened, especially late in that game, if you need to. But the Royals did lose the opener to the Rays.
I don't lose sleep over a game like that. Now, Texline can hammer me with excuses and say that I'm a homer, but that's a weird game, right? It was 1-0 going into the rain delay. Got plenty of time to, do your thing. And then, that rain delay came at 8:30, is that right? Somewhere around there, 8 o'clock. It was like 8:30, I believe, because the game would have gotten over like at 9:30, but it was fifth inning, whatever.
Yeah, it was in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah,
right. And that's one of those things where, like, I feel that kind of like it deflates the entire juice, right? It's not the excuse of when Reagan's pitched against Cleveland and the ball was a 2-run home run foul ball, where that sort of thing can kind of damper our morale. But this is one of those things where, like, they waited for almost 3 hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hour rain delay. Oof.
To get back into the game, and you're not going out there with your starter, and then Anderson and Schreiber walked a few guys late in the game, and the offense was kind of, deflated and everything like that. So, yeah, they lose 5-1. It is what it is. I'm not happy that they lost, but I don't take into account, like, oh, man, what'd they do wrong? Well, Brady Singer pitched well. MJ Melendez had 3 hits. He had half your team's total hits. He had 6. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run, made a great defensive play. Like, all the stuff was still kind of there for the Royals, except that in this situation, there was a 2.5, almost 3 hour damn rain delay in the middle of the game. So I don't know how much that affects, and maybe we can talk to Q about it later on as he joins the show at 9 o'clock, but I'm sure he's not going to give us any sort of, excuse with his Q-anisms. Is that what we called him?
Contrarian.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a certain human that only eats like flowers.
Right.
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 But I think that, and I'm not trying to give the team any excuses, but that's not something where I look at it and I'm like, this, and that. It's just, that was a weird game that was delayed halfway through. And yeah, you lose the opener. You still have a chance to take 2 out of 3. You play today and tomorrow. And everything's fine if you win 2 out of 3, and now you get Waka and then Marsh, and then, pack up and get ready for the next series.
MJ Melendez went 3 for 3.
Yeah, half the team's hits.
To get up to 191. I was like, can he get over 200 with going 3 for 3?
He also got picked off at second, which was a brutal move.
Yeah.
Which, if he doesn't get that pick off, then who knows? That is one thing I did not like about that game last night.
So we will talk to Q coming up at 9 o'clock today for his weekly visit. You've texted in the show, Dusty. I didn't realize this.
I did?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't double check your number, but I'm guessing
304.
But I'm guessing this is your number. 2 runs or fewer in 13 of 16 Brady Singer starts. We might as well just trade him. Was that you that texted in?
No, but that person has the same wavelength as me. Because let me tell you ready? You ready for me to be hated? I know this is going to sting a lot of Singer fans, but hear me out. You have a great if you are on team, we need to make a trade. Because we played audio on Monday. Mark DeRosa says you owe it to the guys that you went in free agency and got, and this team's doing just fine. Vern said Why make trades when you've got a team that doesn't necessarily have to make any? But if you're going to make a trade, I'll give you two things that have to happen. One, if you're trading with somebody, you've got to give up something of significance to gain something of significance. And James was showing me his way too early fantasy roster in football. And how many times do you play in fantasy football leagues and somebody wants a player on your team that's pretty good, but they offer you a couple of mid-range junk players and think that since they're giving you two, that you giving up your one is just fine, right? Someone offers you Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco for Christian McCaffrey. Fantasy-wise, those guys aren't really blowing off the page because Christian McCaffrey's averaging 27 points a game. You're probably saying no to it, right?
100%. Right. I'm looking at those guys going, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah, because you're like, well, Rashee Rice is good for the Chiefs, but for fantasy-wise, it could be Kelce one week. It could be, you know, whatever. The Royals have Brady Singer. But what the Royals also have is Alec Marsh, Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans. They have Chris Bubich coming back. And Singer right now, I believe, has the most value of a pitcher of a team that might need somebody. Now, you wouldn't want to see him go to the American League, but you could see Brady Singer go maybe to, I don't know, a National League team that needs a pitcher that's willing to give up a pretty sizable bat. And like we talked yesterday, maybe you want somebody that's going to be here for a couple of years if you do make a trade like that. I know that it sounds terrible to say because Brady Singer's a valuable piece in this rotation, but you're not going to get anything for Alec Marsh. You're not going to get anything for Michael Wacha. You're not trading Lugo or Reagans. And what's the number one attribute that everybody wants in free agents, or not free agents, but at the trade deadline when you're going for a championship?
A bat.
They want a bat. But they want a pitcher.
A closer.
You want a pitcher. You want a starting pitcher to put in your rotation.
Oh, on the flip side, yeah. What are we sending out?
And the
commodity
Royals,
be good for
the Royals don't need that. And we know the Royals have shopped Brady Singer because they said so last year that they were talking to the Dodgers about it. They just couldn't finalize the deal. And Brady Singer comes with a lot of promise. A first overall pick. A first round pick.
Well, maybe it's the Dodgers again.
Maybe it could be. And the Dodgers have a lot of talent over there. No, you're not going to get a Mookie Betts. You're sure as hell not going to get a Shohei Ohtani. But you could get maybe like a nice addition to your lineup for Brady Singer.
I'll do it for Shohei, though.
Of course you would. Of course you would. But I'm saying, like, when you have a guy like Brady Singer, who right now...
Did they do that one straight up?
No. Maybe if you took the equal trade opportunities off, like they do in video games, they might do it. But that's the thing. And you can strike while the iron's hot. Hey, here's Brady Singer's last three starts. You know what Brady Singer used to do? Have a really good start, have a somewhat down start, have a really good start. And this isn't Dusty doesn't like Brady Singer. This is the business side of things coming from the mind of Dusty. Because Brady Singer, to me, in a trade piece, has the most valuable possibility to get something back of sincere value. That's what I think when it comes to Brady Singer.
I'm curious if that's not an offseason trade.
Could be. I mean, he's still under contract.
That type of deal where you don't move him during the season because you're still trying to win now. But if you're not also fully convinced he's part of your rotation long term,
right,
but gives you some value to return something, is that not an offseason move rather than a deadline move?
And that's where it comes to where does this team think it can go this year, right? No one, I think, would ever say, oh, yeah, this team was destined to go to the World Series. No. Everyone's expectations preseason were, let's play competitive baseball. Let's play competitive baseball until Patrick Mahomes starts throwing footballs in St. Joe. Well, that's going to happen, no matter whether you like it or not, because that's in 3 weeks, and these Royals aren't going anywhere in 3 weeks. Now it's like, okay, we want to get to a playoff run. Can we get to the playoffs with this team? And if that's the case, maybe we just stand pat, and then the offseason we find out what we need to do, and then that's where, Kling, your theory goes into effect, where it's like, okay, Brady Singer's the number one guy, and we want to get somebody else. So again, if you were going to be on team trade and you have to give up some sort of value to gain value, right now, Brady Singer is your best possible value piece in this trade deadline.